The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. You may talk to the experts by calling 780-496-0063 on 630 CHED.
Good morning. My name is Daryl Hook. Welcome to Talk to the Experts. Today we're going to talk to somebody who affects every single one of you, because let's face it, we all are concerned about something that's very important in our lives, and that is our teeth. And yes, you're about to go spend an hour with the dentist. Yeah, don't say I didn't warn you. But hey, I think you'll like these two. I'm proud to welcome Dr. Bill Schroon and Dr. Jamie Buczkowski from 32 Dental to the program. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, you've been around for quite a while. You were telling me a bit about your office off the air, and some of your people have been there like more than a year or two.
Yes. For example, myself, I'm coming into my 40th year. I think it's just the greatest profession going. I love what I do. But what also adds to making my job so easy is having staff that have been with me a long time. I have staff for over 35 years, and I have some that have been over 25 years. So it gets to the point now, Daryl, that when patients come in, it's like a family. And if one of those people is missing, any of those individuals are missing, right away they're asking, where's so-and-so? Oh, it's okay. They just, you know, gone for a little holiday, or they just gone to the bathroom, and then they're fine. Okay. We can continue on.
You do allow people to go to the bathroom on work hours. That's,
yeah,
that's very generous of you. Not like our company here, but I'm not going to make any bones about that. No, I'm just kidding. And then Dr. Jamie Buczkowski. Hey, Jamie, how long have you been with the company?
This particular office, 32 Dental, about 2 years. But I graduated from the University of Alberta in 2009, so I've been working for almost 5 years.
And you came into the office and you were sort of like, okay, now this guy, I got to teach him how what all the new programs are and the new systems.
Yeah, I got to get him up to date.
You're trying to take over a little bit?
Doing what I can. No, Bill's an awesome mentor. I'm pretty lucky to have found this position working with him. And also, you know, like he said, there's such an experienced staff at the office. So, you know, just walking straight into an office that's already established and everybody knows what they're doing, it makes my job a lot easier. And again, to have Bill's support has been awesome.
And you picked the name 32 Dental because
we have 32 teeth.
You know, I was talking to Jamie earlier in the week, and I didn't know that. And she kind of went, you didn't know that? And she didn't quite say, are you an idiot? But I think it was implied. Okay, tell me a little bit about your philosophy, because there's more to dentistry than just having a great smile. How does dental health affect the rest of your health?
Well, that's, you know, overall health and nutrition is such a big topic these days, and I think everybody's trying to get ahead of it. And so we just want to encourage, I think Bill and I both encourage a very preventative approach to oral health, and we do want to make sure that all of our patients understand that, you know, your mouth is a part of your body just like everything else, and you know, the blood that flows through your gums, you know, Bill always says, flows through your head to your big toe. So, you know, everything that affects your mouth affects the rest of your body as well. And a lot of studies recently have looked at links between, you know, having gingivitis or gum disease and how that relates to, you know, heart conditions or even pregnancy. So, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, it's not just your mouth, it's not just a cavity, it's not just bleeding gum. So we want people to realize the link and the importance of it.
So, how often should someone come in for a checkup nowadays? I mean, like with fluoride in the water, and people are pretty savvy, you think, and I hear more people saying that they floss than ever before. I don't know if that's true or not. What's a good regimen for dental checkups?
Well, everybody is different. You know, you can't say that, you know, everybody should come in once a year or, you know, twice a year. It's all dependent on, you know, what conditions, what everybody's oral condition is like. But safely, I would recommend, you know, come in for, you know, a visit, and then, you know, have your dentist evaluate how often you should be coming in. You know, at least once a year is probably standard for most people, though.
And what is the common, I guess, common thing you find that people aren't doing as well as they should be these days?
It's probably brushing properly. You know, toothbrushing is like painting a picture. You give you a brush, and you, but you got to learn how to use it. And just like you may be a great artist, Daryl, and when it comes to brushing your teeth, you may just fall flat on your face. But so what we're there to do is to help you, to guide you, to show you how to use the various instruments that are available to help maintain good oral health care.
And speaking of that, it seems to me that, that the correct way to do it would be to work around the gums and then always brush away from the gums. But you see somebody on TV, they're always going back and forth, like sideways. And I think, what, that's a bad example for the kids.
Well, they're probably even using a hard toothbrush, and that's something we really discourage them to use as well.
That's, yeah, that's, an, I guess, what is it, medium, soft?
What's... We like to stick to soft to ultra soft because a lot of people tend to scrub their teeth. They don't realize the material they're trying to remove, they can remove the Kleenex. That's how soft it is. The hard buildup on your teeth, then that has to be removed professionally, and you will not get it off even with a wire brush.
Now, what about the preventative side of dentistry? What do you guys do in terms of, what can people do, I guess, to be a bit more proactive about looking after their own teeth?
Well, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they come to the dentist, you know, once a year maybe. So, like Bill says, you know, the important thing where it all starts is at home, you know, when you're brushing and flossing, where you should be brushing and flossing regularly yourself and doing it properly. And, you know, just by doing, you know, a toothbrush is inexpensive and so is floss. So, I mean, if you're doing what you should be at home, you know, that's, you know, half the battle at least, taking good care of your teeth and your gums there. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing in prevention. But, you know, obviously when people come to the dentist, you know, again, it's just coming in regularly and making sure that if there is something going on, that we catch it early and we're not, you know, a filling is a lot more simpler than, you know, a big root canal or something like that. So, you know, we want to stay away from more major procedures and we want to, you know, catch things while they're early and, you know, again, teach people how to and educate people on how to maintain their good oral health rather than catching it at a later stage.
I remember, I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was some movie, it was a time travel movie where a guy meets his older self, and he's like in his mid-20s, and the guy's in his late 70s, and the older guy comes to the younger guy, and he taps him on the chest, and he goes, floss more often.
Love it.
But, yeah. Okay, that makes perfect sense. That's probably the advice I'd give my younger self, too. We're talking to Dr. Bill Schroon and Dr. Jamie Buczkowski from 32 Dental. If you live downtown, they'd be perfect for you because they're located in the Baker Center at 10025 106th Street. And with all the new condos and stuff moving downtown, there's probably a lot of people who have moved downtown, worked downtown, and you'd like to have a dentist who's downtown. It only makes sense. Well, you want to check out 32 Dental. You can check out their website. It's 32dental.ca or give them a call at 780-428-2331 if you'd like to talk to them now. Our number is 496-0063. No, it isn't. It's, yes, it is, 496-0063. Sometimes I just read it off so automatically, I think, wait a minute, I can't possibly be right. But I was, what luck. And you can also text us at 630-630. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
I'm a firefighter. I could make more money in the oil patch, but I love this job. And I worry less about the money because I have a decent pension, or at least I did. The government is attacking our pension plan, even though experts say the plan is healthy, with workers like me paying into it every month. Government is breaking the pension promise it made to nearly 300,000 Albertans without even getting their facts straight.
Learn more. Take action at truthaboutalbertapensions.ca. A message from the Labor Coalition on Pensions.
When savings are this big, you need 36 hours. The 36-hour sale is on right now at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Choose from your favorite styles and pay no GST. Plus, Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries is giving you a chance to win your purchase. There's something for every room in your home. Bedrooms, dining rooms, living rooms, furniture and accessories. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. 36-hour sale on right now. South Edmonton Common and West End on 170th Street and 109th Avenue.
The results are in, and they are exceptional. Visit InVigorResults.ca for complete performance data on InVigor's newest trait technologies, including two high-yielding mid-maturing hybrids, a new sclerotinia-tolerant InVigor, and the industry's first-ever pod shatter reduction hybrid. These hybrids are still available in limited quantities. Book at least 300 acres by January 31st, and you'll also qualify for Bayer Value Savings. Talk to your retailer today.
Future Shop knows you love your family, but on game day, you'd love the house to yourself. So get the kids tickets to that new vampire movie and treat your better half to a massage all afternoon. Get them out of the house. Then, get to Future Shop for the Big Game Gadget Sale. Save on TVs, speakers, consoles, and more. And spend some quality time with your other family. The Big Game Gadget Sale. This weekend at Future Shop. Check the flyer or visit futureshop.ca for all the deals.
Let's just say that flying for us penguins is a problem. Especially when you pay for fees and taxes on flights that are booked on points. But with my new CIBC Aventura Visa Infinite card, my points can pay for those fees and taxes. Now my only problem is opening these little bags of salted nuts. Come on!
The new CIBC Aventura Travel Rewards Program. So good, even penguins can fly. Earn up to 20,000 Aventura points and no annual fee for the first year. Some conditions apply.
For a limited time, selloffvacations.com is offering their exclusive price drop security on vacation packages starting from $695. That's right. Book a qualifying holiday with selloffvacations.com, and if the price of that holiday goes down, claim your cash up to 3 days before departure. Book now and enjoy peace of mind with price drop security. For complete terms and conditions, call 1-877-SELLOFF or visit a selloffvacations.com shop in Edmonton Mayfield Common Plaza.
Selloffvacations.com. We just became a part of the Volvo of Edmonton family. Hi, it's Jayla Nye, and I was drawn to Volvo of Edmonton thanks to the stories of service and safety from co-workers and friends. I stayed after getting behind the wheel and loving what Volvo offered in a vehicle. The XC60 sedan, sporty, sexy, and so much fun to drive. It's been a long time since I've driven a car, and I can't wait to drive this one for a very long time. Take all of this and add in Volvo's incredible safety features, and I'm hooked.
There's driving, and then there's driving the Volvo S60. Just ask Jay Lynn. Come into Volvo of Edmonton today to experience how Volvo's premium sports sedan is now even better, with up to $9,000 off and 0% financing available. But Volvo drivers can go even farther. Earn up to 50,000 Aeroplan points with the purchase, lease, or financing of a new 2013 S60. Plus, every purchase comes with Volvo's complimentary 5-year carefree coverage. Volvo of Edmonton. Outstanding service. Outstanding safety.
Hey, it's the Shawbots with your winter Wi-Fi forecast.
It's a Wi-Fi whiteout out here with much of Western Canada covered in Shago Wi-Fi locations. We're expecting heavy volumes of streaming, flurries of Facebook, and a 100% chance of cat videos. Back to you, bud.
Why are you yelling?
It just feels natural.
Right.
Switch to Shaw Internet and get complimentary access to thousands of Shago Wi-Fi locations. Visit shaw.ca for great holiday offers.
They're back. Hurry in today and enjoy Arby's 2 for $5.55 sourdough melts. Choose two of your favorite flavors or one of each. Roast beef and cheddar made with Arby's signature seasoned roast beef. Sliced thin and smothered in warm cheddar cheese sauce. Or sliced ham and Swiss made with freshly sliced ham and melted processed Swiss cheese. Both served on Arby's thick sliced toasted sourdough bread. Enjoy Arby's 2 for $5.55 sourdough melts for a limited time only at participating Edmonton and area locations. Arby's. Slicing up freshness.
You're invited for a great day of family fun. It's Genesis on the Lake's Winter Carnival, Sunday, February 2nd. Skating, sleigh rides, bonfire, food and refreshments. Bring your entire family tomorrow between 1 and 5 p.m. at Genesis on the Lakes in prestigious Stony Plain. Genesis features a 7-acre lake, plenty of green space, ponds, and beautiful treed walking trails. From single and multifamily units to half-acre estate lots.
Genesis Winter Carnival, tomorrow in Stony Plain. Directions at genesisonthelakes.ca.
After 30 years of being the place to show the best dinette and patio furniture, it's time to renovate. Dinette and Patio Showplace is going through a total renovation and needs to make room with drastic construction reductions. Help clear the floor while helping yourself to savings of up to 70% off all remaining indoor and outdoor furniture. And save big on new furniture as it arrives. The renovation sale on now at Dinette and Patio Showplace, your indoor-outdoor dining furniture specialist. Mayfield Road and 100 9th Avenue.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. We're with Dr. Bill Schroon and Dr. Jamie Buczkowski from 32 Dental. If you're interested in talking to the people from 32 Dental, you can give them a call at 428-2331. You'll find them downtown in the Baker Center on 106th Street. And you can check out their website at 32dental.ca, and that's 32dental.ca. We're talking off the air about some of the trends that are that you're finding in the dental industry. What are some of the big things you're seeing happening?
Well, one of the things that, you know, for the longest time, everybody was so excited with fluoridation that the rate of cavities was decreasing. And, in fact, we're finding in some situations, Edmonton being, I think, one of the few cities in Alberta that still has fluoridated water, that the rate of caries or cavities is increasing. A lot of it is due to sports drinks. People are drinking a lot of sports drinks, and they're causing, the acid is causing issues to their teeth, and don't even realize it's happening.
So they're drinking bottled water that doesn't have fluoridation, then they're drinking the sports drinks, and what else? Heavy coffee consumption, would that also contribute to it?
Yeah, it's sports drinks, pop, juice, which has a lot of natural sugars and acidity to it, and even people that drink a lot of coffee during the day, because a lot of people put sugar in their coffee, and they're sipping on it all day, so their teeth are continually being bathed in a sugary liquid there. So it's that constant exposure to sugar, like throughout the day, that's really causing a lot of cavities.
If somebody's a really good brusher, will that make a difference, or are we still finding that if you're drinking that much sugar and having that much sugar in your mouth all the time, even being a good brusher is not going to help?
It'll help, but it's the way you're cavities are formed because there's bacteria in your mouth and the plaque that forms on your teeth. By brushing your teeth, you're removing that bacteria, that plaque off your teeth, but, it still reforms in a matter of seconds. So if you're still continually having, sugar throughout the day, I think eventually that's going to be a losing battle, even if you are doing, diligent brushing. Because most people are only brushing maybe twice a day, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So use a little common sense, or brush all the time.
Constantly.
We have a caller on the line. We'll just bring him on board. Tom, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. What's your question?
Well, I had a heart transplant about 2007, and since then I've had major problems with my teeth. Gum loss, cavities, root canals, and nothing really has changed. Prior to the heart transplant, I did the same thing that I'm doing now, brushing, flossing. I took care of my mouth fairly well. I'm just wondering what the situation is, why that is. If there's anything that you can tell me about that.
Are you on any different types of medications since your heart transplant?
Yeah, I'm on tons of medication.
That can be a huge factor. Depending on what kind of medications you're on, they can cause different side effects. Can affect your mouth. And obviously the medications you're on are probably very important. But you might just.
It's kind of a tough question, I think, Tom, without being able to...
The unfortunate thing is we take medications to make us feel better, and then there's all these side effects. And one of the big side effects with a lot of medications causes dry mouth. And with dry mouth, the bacteria that are there are not being washed away with normal chewing, swallowing, and those kinds of things. And as a result, I see a lot of folks who are on immunosuppressive drugs. Those are also subduing the bacteria in their mouth and their dry mouths, that all of a sudden now they're going to start to become very cavity-prone. So a lot of folks, they've got to take a lot of real extra special care. There are special rinses and things available to try and combat the bacteria, and also things to try and provide, like glycerin, to provide some lubrication to the mouth to try and make it easier to maintain.
Glycerin.
I suggest if you don't have a regular dentist, you might want to give 32 Dental a call and come down. And you'd be in really good hands with Dr. Schroon or Dr. Buczkowski, and let them have a look in person. I think it'd be a lot easier for them to help you if they can see the situation rather than just trying to diagnose anything over the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds good.
Okay, thanks so much for calling in, Tom.
Thank you.
kind of an interesting call. You probably don't get that every day. But
we see that in the office.
Unfortunate situation.
Yeah. We see that in the office. I mean, a lot of times you're doing an exam and your instruments are kind of, your mirror is kind of sticking inside their mouth, and you'll start to say, review their history, and you'll see all the medications they're on, and they're causing the mouth to be dry.
And then that has its own set of repercussions, which you have to deal with. But at least if you know, you can kind of give them some suggestions on what they can do to help
yourself. Yeah, for sure. And what's really important there is be really regular recall appointments, and so we can get in there and get the buildup off their teeth.
So what do you find is the big thing in cosmetics dentistry these days?
Well, I guess everybody is kind of out to get that Hollywood smile these days. So, you know, teeth whitening, stuff like that, veneers, just to get that perfect smile. But yeah, I mean, those are probably the two, I would say the two kind of hottest things right now as far as just purely aesthetics.
Teeth whitening, is that something that has to be done in the office? Can you send people away with a kit? How does it...
The way we do it at our office is it's kind of a two-step thing. We make custom trays for our patients, so it fits perfectly to their own teeth. And we do one session in the office, and then we give them an at-home kit to use. So they use it for a week or two, and then, you know, it kind of finishes the results at home.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, we're talking to Dr. Bill Schroon and Dr. Jamie Buczkowski from 32 Dental. If you'd like to find out more about their operation, they're conveniently located downtown. So if you live downtown or work downtown, they'd be ideal for you. Check out their website. It's 32dental.ca. That's the number 32dental.ca. You can also call their office at 428-2331. And you can give us a call if you have a question, 496-0063. You can also text us at 630-630. We haven't talked yet about emergency treatment. What kind of things constitute an emergency, and how do you guys help out with that?
I would say that if you're in pain and you cannot tolerate it, that's an emergency. You better come on down. Call us first and we can get you in, but we tend to want to see emergencies that very same day.
So if
emergencies are different for everybody too, right? I mean, you know, some people, you know, if you have a small chip on your tooth, you know, you might start getting a little bit concerned and worried and give us a call. It can be something very minor that somebody gets anxious about, you know, but if you call us, at least we'll be able to at least put your mind at ease a little bit. If it's just something very minor, then, you know, then we can definitely see you or just talk you through it. Or if it is something like Bill said, something where you're in a lot of intense pain, you know, obviously we will definitely get you in and get that under control. But, you know, an emergency is different for everybody. It could just be a small chip. It could be, you know, a small little twinge. It's different for, you know.
I have a small chip on my tooth and I can't stop running my tongue over it all
exactly.
day long.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've all been there. That is funny, I guess, in hindsight. But if it's happening at the moment, it doesn't seem that mm-hmm. amusing. Other common dental issues. What do you guys? What are the big things these days? Do you find a lot? I've heard a lot of people who claim to have tooth sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how do you deal with something like that?
There's a lot of reasons for tooth sensitivity. And a lot of them have to do with, a lot of times people have a lot of gum recession that they're unaware of. And again, that's can be caused by brushing a little bit too aggressively. So your gums kind of raise up a little bit and expose a little bit of your roots there. So your roots are not covered with enamel like the crowns of your teeth are. So they're a little bit more sensitive and actually a little bit more susceptible to getting cavities there. So that's an area where people often get a little bit of twinges when they have something cold. Also, something that causes a lot of sensitivity is actually grinding and clenching, and that's a very common problem with a lot of people. Is actually doing a lot of clenching and grinding.
Well, so how do you deal with that? Like, can you build an appliance for them, or is?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of patients at our office that do require them, and they find them very useful to wear at nighttime. And it's just a clear plastic appliance that fits usually on your top teeth, providing a little bit of space so when you're biting together, you can't fully engage your teeth together or grind them together. And it'll kind of relieve a little bit of that force on your teeth there.
My wife likes to, at the end of the day, when she's brushed her teeth and she's just ready for bed, have a quick rinse of mouthwash. Is that a good idea? Does that kind of kill any germs, or is that something you should not do?
It doesn't hurt whatsoever. You got to still remember, too, mouthwash has alcohol in it, so it can be a little... Don't start drinking it now, Daryl.
I've got some in my coffee.
Yeah, there you go. So it can be a little dehydrating to the tissues, but overall, it's not going to cause any harm. It certainly makes your breath smell great.
Well, that's always a bonus. Good.
Just back to also clenching and grinding, and there's a lot of folks that have a lot of severe headaches, and they don't realize it, a lot of folks have many pharmacies at home trying to deal with their headache problem, and a lot of it can be related to the clenching and grinding of the teeth. It brings a lot of pressure to bear in the middle ear. It causes all the muscles to go into almost an isometric kind of exercise, and when you build up all that lactic acid in those muscles, it's going to start to impinge on blood vessels and that kind of thing and cause a lot of headaches.
We're going to be talking about that and a lot more in the next half hour. If you have a question, by all means, give us a call, 496-0063. We're talking to Dr. Bill Schroon and Dr. Jamie Buczkowski from 32 Dental. You can find out more at 32dental.ca. We'll be back in just a bit. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
You may talk to the experts by calling 780-496-0063 on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. This morning we're sitting with Dr. Bill Schroon and Dr. Jamie Buczkowski from 32 Dental. You'll find 32 Dental downtown, so if you live downtown and work downtown, they'd be the ideal dentist for you. They'd be the ideal dentist for just about anybody because tell us a bit about your shop. You guys have a great, comfortable little shop and some people who've been there for a few years.
Well, we've been in the good old Baker Center, which has been there since about 1969, I think. So it's certainly a bit of a landmark. Our office, me and particular, I've been there for 40 years. We have long-term staff, which adds to friendliness for patients. Patients who are coming back after 35 years and still seeing the same smiling faces, I think, helps give them a lot of sense of confidence that, you know, things are good, things are stable downtown.
Well, and you said you've seen three generations of some families.
Yes.
And bordering on four. So
yes. Yes.
And
it's pretty, it's really, really neat when you can see that happening. And just, I mean, for me anyway, I just find that these kids grow so quickly. And then to find out, oh my goodness, we're into the third generation. Where has time flown? I mean, how these kids get so old and I'm still staying so young, you know?
Jamie, did you want to talk about how young he's staying? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no quitting this man. He'll be here forever, I think.
Hey, when you're surrounded by eight ladies, I mean, am I ever going to be right?
Well, you got to be on your toes all the time.
You better believe it.
That's absolutely. We were talking off the air about top three reasons people don't come to the dentist. So I guess one of them would be that they're afraid. But it seems like for someone who goes to the dentist on a regular basis, there's not much to fear in the dental industry anymore.
It's gotten a lot better. You know, stories you hear from when people were, you know, when I was younger, you know, all sorts of stories. That's right. I mean, if you just came and saw us, I think a lot of fears would be alleviated the first visit, within the first 15 minutes of your visit. Again, with having a staff that's been in the industry so long, because a lot of it's the assistants, you know, working and talking with the patients and, of course, the dentist, but... You know, we always make sure that it's, you know, everything we do is at the patient's comfort level and at their speed. So we don't do anything, that's going to be surprising. We always make sure that it's as easy and as comfortable as possible. You know, no matter what procedure we're doing, anything, you know, we just want to, it's always the patient's comfort is the first priority. Okay. So we just want to make sure that, you know, everybody's having a good experience. We want to make sure that everybody walks out and, is happy with their visit.
Well, and also to understand what we've done. I mean, so often I've run into people and they say, I had something done in my mouth. Well, what'd you have done? Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so you want patients to be informed, you know. So we like to inform before we perform so that they appreciate what we're doing and maybe appreciate the complexity of the procedure we're going to do.
And I would have to say that if you've had three generations of many patients coming back, clearly you're sending out the right message, and clearly they're comfortable with you, and that's a great sign.
Well, what is so neat is when dad comes down to the office and they haven't brought little Johnny or little Katie with them, mm-hmm. Johnny and Katie are at home crying because they want to come see the dentist too.
Yeah, that rarely happens, but that's great to know too. Now, another reason people don't come is they're embarrassed. I'm not quite sure I understand. What would that be all about?
a lot of people don't come. You know, if they haven't been to the dentist in a long time, I guess they don't know, you know, what's gone on in their mouth in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. My fiance actually wouldn't come to see me for a while because he was embarrassed what I might find in there. But you know, it all turns out to be okay. And, you know, like, you know, we see a lot. You know, we look in mouths all day long. So, you know, chances are you're definitely not going to be the worst person we've seen. And, you know, everything, you know, everything is treatable. Everything is manageable. But, yeah, it's, you know, and we don't judge people by all means. If you come in and you have, you know, mouthful of cavities, you know, we don't judge. And the important thing is that you're there and we need to treat it.
Some people are more susceptible to getting cavities, whatever it may be. And if they don't come in, it's not going to get better. So I guess if you're embarrassed, get in there and get it over with. And you guys promise you'll be wearing blindfolds through the whole operation, so everything's fine. Perfect. We talked about the challenges of whitening teeth. Now, there's ways to whiten teeth, but there's so many different considerations. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those?
Yeah, a lot of times people ask, you know, I have a filling or I have a crown on my front tooth. Can I get my teeth whitened? And yes, the answer is yes, you can, but we always have to keep in mind that the work that you've had, the fillings, any unnatural tooth material or a crown will not get whitened the same as, it will not whiten as the rest of your natural teeth will. So, you know, if the rest of your teeth get whiter, the shade of your crown will stay the same. So, you know, if you really want that bright white smile, that might require whitening and then changing out your crown or your fillings to match the new white shade.
So it can be done. It's just that they should deal with someone who's a professional who understands what's going on and can kind of guide them through the whole process.
Yeah, we were talking over the break about, you know, how there's different whitening stations popping up everywhere in malls and in airports I've seen.
Yeah, this sounds unbelievable to me that you can just pop into any kiosk and, you know, buy the $10 sunglasses and have your teeth whitened.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary. You know, because obviously I have no idea if they work. I don't know what they're using in those kiosks, to be honest. But, you know, if anything does happen afterwards, you want to make sure that you're able to go back and have proper follow-up and if you're having any issues. So you really do want to deal with somebody in the profession, I think.
So we mentioned that there are a number of ways people can get their teeth done. There's these unusual kiosks where people can go and kind of get this quick fix. Now, there are repercussions to that, too, though, right? What happens to the teeth when they get these light treatments?
The light treatments do work. First of all, I think we should make it clear that all whitening systems do work. It's just a matter of how quickly they do work. I mean, whitening toothpaste will work, but you got to use them for a long time. And most people don't have that amount of time. It's kind of, I want it now type of thing. So the other systems that are available will work faster. They all seem to work as equally well, but you've got to just be careful, like we were talking about the kiosk situation. In those cases, if the individual who's placing that light to help whiten the teeth, if they don't have the proper instruction and the distance and that kind of thing, they're going to make those teeth really, really sensitive because the heat is going to really heat up the teeth and cause a lot of inflammation. Now, there are newer lights coming out now that are more of an LED type, and so those are supposed to be as effective as well. So we'll have to wait and see what the results are with those lights.
That's interesting stuff. I hadn't even heard about that, so it's interesting to know. But I think it's just common sense. If you're going to have any kind of dental procedure done, you want to do it with a dental professional, not the guy in the kiosk in the mall. And, you know, I don't want to slam anybody or say that he may not be qualified, but again, I'd rather stick with you two. If you've just joined us, we're talking to Dr. Bill Schroon and Dr. Jamie Buczkowski from 32 Dental. Their office is downtown in the Baker Center. You can find out more by looking at their website. It's 32dental.ca. You can also give them a call anytime, 428-2331. And if you'd like to ask them a question now, you can give them a call. Our lines are open at 496-0063. We also talked about the trends today with the sport drinks and the repercussions of drinking too many sport drinks. Do you want to chat about that?
Any sugary beverage, really. Again, we've just noticed, you know, these days when people have a lot of knowledge, a lot more information at their fingertips, and a lot more people have a lot more are smart about their teeth, but they do consume still a lot of, you know, pop and juice and sports drinks and stuff like that, all containing a lot of sugar, and they're drinking it kind of throughout the day. So we just want to make sure that people are aware that what that does is, you know, it's a constant, you're constantly bathing your teeth in sugar and acid and stuff like that, which inevitably breaks down the enamel in your teeth and causes a lot of cavities and a lot of problems. So, you know, even though you're brushing, you know, once or twice a day, that's still, it's not gonna quite combat those effects.
Have a glass of milk once in a while. Or a glass of water, for gosh sakes.
Water's the best, yeah.
Water's the best, yeah, of course.
Dealing with milk, it's going to accumulate on your teeth as well, and that's why with children, little ones, you don't want to send them to bed with a bottle in their mouth, because then you can get that, what's referred to as baby caries.
So no cookies and milk before bed?
Well, you better brush your teeth.
Absolutely. Bad breath. What are some of the causes and treatments of bad breath?
Well, one of the big first things that comes to mind is gum disease. Gum disease can cause a very, very foul mouth because you've basically got an infection in the mouth. A lot of folks, I'll have people come in and they'll say, oh, my spouse has such bad breath. And yet you look at their gums and everything else looks nice and healthy. So there can be a lot of digestive issues that can be involved as well. So we're just sort of the starting point at the head of the food chain, so to speak, where the food goes down. And so, you know, it's good to get your teeth checked, the gums checked, make sure everything is nice and healthy in that department, and then maybe refer off to ENT, check out the tonsils, the adenoids, and then keep working down the channel.
Working down the channel.
You betcha.
Yes, you can't fix everything, but you can rule out some things.
Exactly.
If they come to
and our end of the channel is an easy end, and something that people can take care of quite easily themselves.
Okay, so what about gum disease? How would somebody know if they have gum disease? What does it feel like? What does it look like?
A lot of times it doesn't feel like much, and that's why it's very prevalent. But basically, if you're one of those people that brushes their teeth or flosses, and you know you get that bleeding all the time, or you spit out and there's blood, typically that means that there's some gum disease going on there. And again, it doesn't feel like much, but it is something that, you know, people take quite lightly. But it isn't something that you should just ignore, because again, it's a sign of inflammation in your gums, and any inflammation going on in one area of your body will affect your overall health and your overall systemic health. So you know, it's something that you do need to address.
Gum disease is a silent disease, and that you do see symptoms, but there's no pain, there's no discomfort. In the meantime, the inflammation is going on, and the inflammation slowly moves into the bone, and bone does not like inflammation, and that's when we start to lose bone support.
Ooh. That's kind of scary stuff, because a lot of people probably don't come to the dentist unless they have a toothache, or they think, oh, no, enough years have gone by, I should check it out. But this really speaks to the importance of regular checkups.
For sure, for sure.
Tooth sensitivity. It's another big issue, I think. What causes tooth sensitivity?
There's many, many factors that can cause tooth sensitivity. One is gum recession. Gum recession can be as a result of gum disease. It's caused the bone loss to occur and exposing roots of the teeth. Roots of teeth are not covered by enamel. It also can be aggressive toothbrushing, using a brush that's harder than a soft. And just even there's a lot of things like the acidities, people with gastric reflux, all those individuals, we can see a lot of bone loss and roots being exposed.
Is gum recession something that just happens naturally as you get older?
No, it doesn't have to be. If you really look after if you do the proper brush technique. And that's what we do when you do come in, and that we measure. If there's a gum if there's an area with some recession, we measure it. And so when you're back in again, we'll remeasure and see if there's any change. If there's a change, then we have to start to delve deeper into it to find out what is the cause of that.
Go ahead.
I just want to mention a little bit of proper brushing technique. A lot of people don't know exactly how to do it. But, you know, a lot of people concentrate just on the tops of their teeth where they're chewing. But a lot of people miss the very crucial area of right along the gum line, because that's where the plaque typically likes to sit and accumulate. So what you want to do is you want to brush right along the gum line. But you don't want to scrub. You don't want to, you know, really cause those bristles to really bend much. Those bristles will actually stay pretty straight if you're doing it properly and applying the correct amount of pressure. So you want to do it diligently, but just not over-aggressively.
So a soft or ultra-soft brush, gently pry the gum level and then sweep down the tooth or up the tooth, like away from the gum?
Yeah, just along the gum line, yeah.
Something, too, is that what plaque is? Plaque is bacteria. And as long as that bacteria keeps housed around the neck of the tooth, and then you're going to throw sugar and acid and things in there, the bacteria are going to go crazy with the sugar, and that's how, what leads to tooth decay developing on the necks of teeth. The other thing, too, if you have a really hard deposit on your teeth, that hard deposit acts as a roof for the bacteria to go underneath and stay nice and comfortable in there and continue to destroy bone and cause gum inflammation. And that's why we have to remove the hard deposits on the teeth. And unfortunately, those materials, the hard deposits, you can't remove yourself. Even if I gave you a wire brush, you have to come in and have it done professionally.
A lot to know. That's why it's important to see your dentist on a regular basis. And if you're looking for a great dentist downtown, you'll want to talk to 32 Dental. Dr. Bill Schroon, Dr. Jamie Buczkowski are with us today. We have some callers on the line. We're going to be right back to answer some questions. In the meantime, if you want to check out 32dental.ca, you'll find out everything you'd like to know about 32 Dental. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Soar on a snowmobile with the Snowdrifters. Glide down pristine trails with the Ptarmigan Nordic Ski Club. Let a team of dogs take you on a tour of the stunning landscape and watch the grand slam of curling.
Hurry!
At McDonald Island Park.
Hurry, hurry!
There are plenty of reasons to hurry to Fort McMurray, including the Winter Play Festival, February 20th to 23rd. For details, call Fort McMurray Tourism, 1-800-565-3947. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Tourism in partnership with Travel Alberta.
Mucho, mucho movies! Mucho, mucho movies! Yes, mucho movies nightly at 9 p.m. on TLN. TLN Television has mucho movies. Mucho Leo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, James Franco, Julia Roberts, Catherine Zeta-Jones, John Travolta, Jennifer Lopez, Sharon Stone, Denzel Washington, Will Smith, Helen Hunt, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, and more. Watch mucho movies weeknights at 9 and weekend double features starting Friday at 6 p.m. only on TLN Television.
You wouldn't open up about why exactly you needed that prescription, how long you'd actually been suffering with headaches, or if it was a chronic problem to just anyone. It's too personal. That's why all our members, including pharmacists, are well-trained, highly skilled experts. Together, we're the 240 health sciences disciplines that ensure you get exactly what you need. We're HSAA, your health sciences experts.
630ched.com. More videos, more photos, more breaking news than ever before. Visit 630ched.com today for the very latest on developing news stories, traffic tie-ups, and weather patterns. Bookmark your favorite show page and visit daily for updates and to listen to exclusive interviews and show segments. It's easy to navigate and loaded with unique content you won't find anywhere else. Edmonton's live, local, and mobile website is 630ched.com.
Check 1-2-1-2. Check, check 1-2-1-2.
Fred.
Ooh, hot mic.
Fred.
Hi, Bob.
Get back to work.
Price check aisle 10.
Love music? Love the Junos? SiriusXM turns up the volume on the Juno Awards, giving you a chance to win a trip to the show and exclusive VIP access. Enter at SiriusXM.ca/Junos. SiriusXM. Love to listen.
Thank you, Winnipeg!
Fred!
Sorry.
The holidays have come and gone, and now it's time to kick out the clutter. At the Home Depot's Reclaim Your Space storage event, we've got everything you need to store, stack, and save. Like $97 off a Husky garage floor cabinet, now just $198, and a 5-tier chrome rack, now only $57. So start off the new year by putting the clutter in its place. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While quantities last, details in store or visit homedepot.ca.
Do you worry about how much someone else drinks? Do you ever ride in a car with a driver who has been drinking? Al-Anon family groups are for relatives and friends affected by someone else's drinking. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. For more information, go to Al-Anon.org or call 1-888-4-Al-Anon to find an Al-Anon meeting near you.
630 CHED and Fort McMurray Tourism are teaming up to send one lucky listener to Fort Mac's Winter Play Carnival. The package includes flights, accommodations, and a ton of fun. For details and to enter, head to 630ched.com.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back. We're with 32 Dental, Dr. Bill Schroon and Dr. Jamie Buczkowski. And we have Ed, who's been waiting on the line for a while, so we'll bring him on board. Ed, hi. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mr. Schroon. How are you this morning?
I'm doing absolutely excellent, sir.
The last couple of years, I've been swishing my mouth with salty water at night after I brush my teeth, and sometimes in the morning also, and at night, then go to bed. Is there any harm, or is it beneficial? It seems the last couple of years, I've had less cavities than the years before.
Salt is
in the mouth with warm salty water, and then going to bed.
No, warm salty water. As a matter of fact, if you've had surgery or if you're having any issues with your gums, with gum disease, that's one of our modes of treatment is to use warm salt water. It can be extremely beneficial. I just don't want to see you start pulling out the baking powder and start doing your teeth with that because that can be very abrasive.
No, just a swish with water.
Okay, that's fine.
Will that kill some of the bacteria while you're sleeping at night?
Exactly.
And there's no harm to doing that?
No, there's no harm whatsoever.
Well, thank you very much.
Just
also,
make sure...
my tooth has broken off, even with the gum, and dentist wanted to pull it out. I says, why don't you just smooth it and leave it? It's been about 6 months now, and it's still there. Is it okay to just leave it there?
I'm sorry, what were you leaving there?
The back tooth is broken off there.
Oh, no, that's not such a good idea. I mean, well, as soon as a tooth breaks off, you can be exposing the nerve and blood vessel, and it may not be bothering you now, but down the road, it may give you some great issues. And all the salt in the water in the world is not going to help you then. I really recommend you should go see your dentist and have that evaluated.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Ed, I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for the tip.
Thank you, bye.
Have a great day. Yeah, I don't think you want that answer.
Well, also, I just want to make sure his physician knows that he's not swallowing the water, the salt, too, because salt, of course, is not very healthy either.
No, you're just going to keep waking up even thirstier than you were a minute ago. We've been talking a lot about your shop. Why don't you, for the people who just tuned in, tell us again about 32 Dental. What makes you guys special?
Well,
both pointed at each other. You guys have been here for... Are you still shy? You've been on for 55 minutes already.
Well, I think one of the things I'm really, really proud of, and that's the fact that we have really long-term staff. I'm talking staff that are almost like 37 years. And, I mean, they started when they're 5. You got to appreciate that. And we have others that have been like 27 years. And we're so blessed that when our staff come, they stay. And for me and for Jamie, what we find is it adds to the total comfort and making the care for the patients so much easier is having long-term staff. Because our staff know about the weddings, the divorces, the babies, the grandparents. They know everything.
And that's why you have 3 generations of patients.
Exactly.
Now, you're also doing some work outside the office.
Well, you know, we've always had the philosophy that we always like to give back as well. So Jamie and I, we have volunteered at Homeless Connect, and this is an opportunity to deal with all the homeless people and provide emergent dental treatment for them. I and some of the staff members have also traveled to third world countries through an organization called Kindness in Action, and we go to areas where they've never ever seen a dentist before, and we find it so rewarding to be able to have this opportunity and privilege to help folks who've never ever seen a dentist, and you just kind of shake your head and think, how do these folks ever manage? And the really unfortunate part is the majority of our treatment is extractions.
It was great meeting you both. Dr. Bill Schroon, Dr. Jamie Buczkowski from 32 Dental. Check it out, 32dental.ca, or give them a call next week if you're looking for a dentist downtown. You'll love them. 428-2331. Hockey's next. Thanks for listening. This has been Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
The proceeding was a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 630 CHED.